Big milestone occasion for Christchurch, the hometown today. A major marker on the road post-quake for Christchurch. The new $475 million convention centre, Te Pae, is officially open today. And joining us from Otakaro Limited is Chief Executive John Bridgman. Morning, John.
Oh, good morning, Mike. How are you?
Very good, thank you. It's big, it's bold, it's beautiful. This is a game changer for the city centre, don't you think?
Oh, definitely. It's a spectacular building. It's going to be an icon in the city for years to come.
How much has COVID delayed Te Pae's opening?
We would have hoped to get the building open a year ago, as you're aware, and it's tremendous to be able to do it now. COVID's smacked around supply chains and delivery, as well as construction all over the world. So the team have worked really hard so we can get it open this side of Christmas this year.
I've taken a few strolls close to the building and, you know, from the exterior, it actually seems to me, John, to virtually double as an art gallery. There must be some extraordinary installations in there.
Yeah, it's a great building. It's going to be a tremendous place for people to celebrate, for people to come together and learn, people to come and get together and show their wares and the knowledge they've got. It's got some fabulous facilities in it, as well as some tremendous artwork.
How are bookings looking?
Oh, very good. We've got over 100 bookings for next year and another more than that number waiting in the wings for us to get it open, and we're hoping they'll confirm in the next few weeks, and that'll be just shy of where we had hoped to get to in the first year. So it's looking very promising in spite of COVID for the coming 12 months.
For the sake of the wider audience around the country, I mean, this clearly in my eyes is the most significant anchor project to be delivered to date. We've still got Metro Sports and, of course, the multi-use arena to come. Do you feel as if the finish line is in sight, John?
Yes. So this building is going to make a significant impact on Christchurch. There's $60 million a year in economic benefit to the city through the facility. But as you say, Metro Sport is going to bring a lot as well. There's every time you have secondary school swimming sports, every second year it'll be held in Christchurch, and there's mum and dad and uncles and aunts coming to town for a week, spending up large in hospitality and motels and the like. But I know the hospitality sector is really looking forward to Te Pae getting open and us holding events through next year.
Fantastic. Well, John, I am intending wandering down a little later on this morning. Thank you so much for the time. All the very best with the facility.
I hope to see you later in the day, Mike. Have a good day.
You too, man. John Bridgman. And yes, the Canterbury Morning Show on Newstalk ZB is actually broadcasting live on this epic day on the post-quake road for Christchurch.